Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, mashallah, welcome back to another episode of our series, which is known as Our Quran. It truly is our Quran. It's for me, it's for you, it's for us, every single one of us. We must read it, inshallah, of course. Within this series, we cover various topics, all in light of the glorious Quran and, of course, the sunnahs or the ahadith of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But just before that, let's inshallah ta'ala listen to a virtue of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated that man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra, that person who recites salat upon me, salawat upon me 1,000 times a day, lam yamut, he shall not pass away until he has seen hatta yara maq'adahu min al jannah, until he has seen his very own abode within paradise. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, if we send blessings 1,000 times a day, inshallah azza wa jal, in this world, we shall see our place in Jannah. And that is possible how? Through the salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of Madinah, inshallah, today in our series, Our Quran, what shall we be hearing about? We shall be hearing about Our Quran. The topic is Our Quran and the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Our Quran and servitude to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Our Quran and subservience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Meaning, acting upon that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded, protecting ourselves from those things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited, following, obeying, complying in every as much as possible with the to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, numerous verses have been revealed within the glorious Quran, numerous verses bear witness to the fact, to the importance, to the significance, to the greatness of the noble words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, of the importance of complying with the instructions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Well, for us, so that we may be successful in not only this world, yes, in this world too, as well as akhirah. Yes, we have been granted a choice. If a person acts upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, if he makes these part of his life, then that individual shall be granted Jannah. On the other hand, a person can choose. We do have free choice. We can choose to be disobedient. We can be disobedient, turn away from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abandon ma'azallah mila ta'ala, forever protect us from this, or abandoning or neglecting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But if a person was to choose this second option, then what is destined for him? What has been prepared for him? Jahannam, the fire, the punishments of hell. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. No Muslim would ever desire in the slightest to go anywhere near hell, even possibly to even witness hell in the slightest. No, because of course, nobody can bear to do so. And therefore, we have chosen the first path, which is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means being obedient to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And this we shall, inshallah, discover through various verses of the glorious Quran. Let's begin, of course, the name of the series is Our Quran. Yes, so let's begin with the Quran. Let's go to Surah Al-Ahzab. And this is verse number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. This verse, of course, is praise of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. But as well as that, my dear viewers, what does it mean? Indeed, there truly is within the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, for you have a uswatun hasana, an exceptional example, which teaches us that the exceptional example is what the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning you must follow the greatest example. The greatest example is Rasulullah. So you must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam to become, if you wish to become good, exceptional. Hakim al-Ummad Mufti Ahmad Yarkha al-Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states, this verse shows that the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he is a role model for all of mankind. Even if a king wishes to conduct his kingship with perfection, he should look into and study the life of the noble Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There he would see provided for him is the greatest example, the greatest qualities, the greatest characteristics of leadership perfected within the noble life of the Messenger of Allah, within the noble personality, characteristics, disposition of the noble Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. If there is a merchant, this merchant engages, of course, in trade, he should study the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, and within there he will find the most perfect way of conducting any type of business transaction, to conducting any type of trade whatsoever. In short, any sphere of life, whosoever desires reformation, wishes to live in accordance with the Quran, wishes to conduct his daily business in whatever profession, in whatever field that person may engage, he can always find an example in the beautiful, the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam is the greatest example for that person. And if anybody may have doubt, okay, he's an example. Okay, he's a brilliant example. But is he an example for our time? Of course, the entire Quran is for all time. It's not restricted to the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. But just in case anybody has any doubt, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. You should not have any doubt. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he's an example. Not only is he an example, But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you must obey him. His actions, his sunnahs, his words, his instructions must be adhered to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, this is Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 7. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَأَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. That whatever a Rasul, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, whatever he grants you, then take it. And whatever he forbids you from, refrain from it. And have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, we'll come to that. And fear Allah, wattaqullah, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shadidul iqab, severe in retribution. This is a decisive instruction. Take the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam very seriously and refrain from whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has prohibited. One is adopting and being subservient and in conformity with the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, refraining from those things he has prohibited from, connected with wattaqullah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not act upon this, you must fear Allah. It's as if these instructions are the instructions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Well, they are, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed you to obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But you know, that is beautiful, alhamdulillah. And then it takes us to another verse of the glorious Quran. One is fear Allah. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is most severe in punishment. Shadidul iqab. That is for those that do not adhere, for those who do not obey the commandments of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or refrain from the prohibitions laid out by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, and those are the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shadidul iqab. You know, you must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there's another way of informing the people. And this we find within, again, the beautiful Quran, Surah Ali Imran. This is verse number 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, oh people, oh you who claim to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who truly love the creator of all of the worlds, the provider, the sustainer of everything, everyone, of me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ أَلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, tell them, say to them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. You see, one thing is to love Allah. One thing is to love someone, anyone, whoever it may be. Yes, you may be in love with someone, but another entirely is for that individual to love you. Maybe you love someone, but what if that person doesn't love you? If you truly love someone, the greatest thing you could wish for is their love. Yes, if you truly love someone, the best thing you can wish for or desire, you know, is for that love to be reciprocal. Yes, for that individual to love you back. Well, there is a formula, there is a criteria. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you truly love Allah, then what is the greatest thing you can wish for is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you back. Is this possible? Yes, it is. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow me. And the result? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And with that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And he shall forgive for you your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor, He is most forgiving, He is Rahim, He is most merciful. Allahu Akbar, if this did not bring joy to your heart, comfort, tranquility, ease, happiness, I hope it did, inshallah wa azza wa jal. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in a sense that he has preconditioned his love for you. It has been prerequisited. You know, the condition is that you obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ultimately, it is obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, you tell me, do you love Allah? If you love Allah, then you must obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed countless blessings upon us. So much so, there is no possible way for us to be able to enumerate them. We would never be able to count them. Allah Azza wa Jal, well, this is also mentioned within the glorious Quran, that you cannot count, you will never be able to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you attempt to enumerate a ni'mah, a single blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you for in return? Subservience, obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And the fruit, the result, Allah ta'ala will love you. And if Allah ta'ala loves you, He forgives your sins, and Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. So the excellence of obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained, and the sins a person has committed are omitted. They are removed. He is forgiven. Inshallah wa azza wa jal. Let's take a look at some of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, they would obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam to such an extent that even the enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, when they would come before them, yes, it may be a treaty, and they would return to their people. They would say, we have never witnessed, we have been to Khosrow, we have been to Heraclius, we have been to Najashi, one leader, a second leader, a third leader. But never have we witnessed a people respect and honor their king, their leader, their emperor, the way we have witnessed the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam respect and honor him. Whenever he would speak, they would remain silent without allowing a single sound to come from them, giving their full attention to the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He would not perform ablution or even spit. He places spittle against the ground, except that the companions would rush to take it. He would not give an instruction, except that the companions would race to fulfill it in obedience. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the companions, of course, because the companions are the true examples. of obeying the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And of course they did it in the best, the greatest, the most perfect of manners and ways. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we could take many examples of this from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, from the life of the companions. Well, one beautiful example of this is that once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was on the pulpit, yes, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he says to the people, he says, ijlisu, he says, sit to the people. Now at that moment, and there's various narrations about this, at that moment it's stated that an individual, a companion by the name of Al-Aas ibn al-Aswad, radiallahu anhu, that he's, you know, far away, but he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying, ijlisu. He's not joined the gathering itself. And what does he do? He immediately just sits where he is. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he comes down from the pulpit, and later he sees presented before him Sayyidina Aas radiallahu an. He says, what is the matter, O Aas? He says, why did I not see you performing salah? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. But when I entered the masjid from far away, but I heard you saying, ijlisu, sit. And I sat back there, seeing the zeal and this exceptional obedience, love to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, you are not aas. Because the word aas itself refers to disobedience, that person who is disobedient. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gifts him with an entirely new name. You are not aas, but rather, you are muti'. You are muti'. Muti'. Is that individual who is subservient. Muti'. Is that individual who obeys. Allahu Akbar. The one who obeys. And you can say, he is muti'. He is obedient to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There are various other examples. Let's turn back to the glorious Quran for another verse speaking about muti'. And what ita'a, obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. Whosoever obeyed the messenger. All of this being obedient, obedience, obedience, obedience to the messenger of Allah. Then we think, what? Obedience to the messenger of Allah? Why is it so important? Allah Ta'ala tells us that ultimately, obedience to the Messenger of Allah, man yuti'ir rasul, he who obeys the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, then faqad ata'a Allah, he has actually obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa man tawalla, and whosoever turned away, fama arsalnaka alayhim hafidha, we have not sent you as a guardian over them. And even as a mother, inshallah, it is mentioned regarding the occasion of when this was revealed, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he once stated, whoever obeyed me, he has obeyed Allah. And whoever loved me, he has truly loved Allah. And upon this, some of the hypocrites, they began to say, of course, like many misguided people, even of this sad day and age, they began to say that Muhammad wishes for us, you know, to regard him as God. Hasha wa la a'yadu billah, na'udhu billah. Of course, of course not. Of course, this is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wished or desired for in the slightest. Far from it, the complete opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted such people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his words are the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, no, in reality, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, man yuti'ir rasul, he who is obedient to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then he was obedient to Allah. So we must, of course, comply to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. And with that comes compliance and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. In fact, this is such a beautiful verse, and we'll leave on this before we conclude. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath upon your Lord. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And this is, Allahu Akbar, this is serious. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, so by your Lord, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they do not believe. They do not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قُضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So beautiful this verse is. Allahu Akbar. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So by your Lord, they will not become believers. لا يؤمنون, they will not become believers. حتى, until يحكموك, until they make you a judge in that which they have, which they dispute amongst themselves and do not find within their hearts. And also ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم, they do not find within their hearts any unease regarding that which you have decided, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's also, there's a third thing. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they wholeheartedly accept your judgment, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I swear an oath by your Lord, people will not be true believers until they make you a judge within their disputes. Then whatever you decide, whatever you decide, first, you know, they must make you as the judge. Yes, you, they must make you the judge. Allahu Akbar. As well as that, my dear viewers, it's not just that. They cannot find, their hearts should be content. Their hearts should be content. It's stated that there was a difference between Sayyidina Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and a Ansari man from the Ansar. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he gave preference to Sayyidina Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning that Sayyidina Zubayr radiallahu anhu was correct. Yes, so he gave the verdict, and this was in favor of Sayyidina Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And this other person, he was not so pleased by it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran, that they can never be true believers until what? One thing, they make you the judge, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whatever your decision is, they accept that decision, not just accept it, but accept it wholeheartedly. Allahu Akbar. That they wholeheartedly accept it. Even before that, they must not even allow for any unease to refrain within their hearts regarding this. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers, sadly we have come towards the end of our episode for today. Join us next time, inshallah, for more of our Quran. Ultimately, the purpose of this is to open up the Quran, read the Quran, and ponder over the blessed verses, and read the tafsir of the glorious Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow every single one of us to do this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
Words of Allah, pure and true, lightning paths we're walking through.